You're listening to SBS News.
It's a distinction no country wants: the highest number of confirmed coronavirus cases. And as the United States moves beyond 4 million confirmed infections, it's extending its global lead. President Trump has acknowledged the explosion of cases could see some districts delay reopening schools for a few weeks, but encouraged them to prepare to welcome students soon.
All families should be empowered to make the decision that is right for their own circumstance. This is especially important if a child has underlying health conditions or lives with a parent or grandparent who is at higher risk. In cities or states that are current hotspots, and you'll see that in the map behind me, districts may need to delay reopening for a few weeks, and that's possible. That'll be up to governors.
The Centre for Disease Control and Prevention this week said the actual number of novel coronavirus infections is likely 2 to 13 times higher than the reported figure. In southern and western states, caseloads are rising, including Florida, Texas, and California, which on Wednesday reported a record number of new daily infections and overtook New York as the state with the most confirmed cases. Now, the president has cancelled a campaign rally scheduled in Jacksonville, Florida, saying it's not the right time for the event.
So the delegates are going to North Carolina, and they'll be doing the nomination. And we're going to do some other things with tele-rallies and online the week that we're discussing, which will be really good. I think we're going to do it well. And I'll still do a convention speech in a different form, but we won't do a big, crowded convention per se. It's just not the right time for that.
Earlier this month, Jacksonville residents had filed a lawsuit against this city, the Republican National Committee, and the Trump campaign to stop the convention in August. Floridians had been concerned a big event would accelerate the spread of disease in a state that is already a coronavirus hotspot. But the virus hasn't stopped Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden from his own latest campaign effort. He and his previous boss, former US President Barack Obama, have released an advertisement condemning the incumbent Republican leader for deflecting blame when previously asked about delays in COVID-19 testing.
Can you imagine standing up when you're a president saying it's not my responsibility? I take no responsibility. It's not. Literally.
Those words didn't come out of our mouths in office.
I don't understand his inability to get a sense of what people are going through. He can't relate in any way.
Well, and one of the things that I have always known about you, Joe, it's the reason why I wanted you to be my vice president and the reason why you were so effective. And it all starts with being able to relate.
Americans have also been critical of the White House pandemic response, with ongoing protests against the government's response around the country. However, the president has blamed the protests for worsening the COVID-19 crisis, citing demonstrations as a key driver behind the rising number of hospital admissions and deaths. Across the US, just under 70,000 new coronavirus infections have been recorded in 24 hours. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com/coronavirus. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.